The police officers took Mendy Rubinstein downtown. They booked him and fingerprinted him.
I hope this black ink comes off my fingers.
All right, fella, this way. After the desk sergeant finishes processing all the paperwork for having you booked as a criminal, you will be placed in a semi-private jail cell. Until the time comes, you're going to be put into what we call a holding pen.
In a holding pen? What do you think I am? A pig or something? I am a human being, and I expect to be treated like one.
That's a good one, that's a good one. I never heard that line before, you know, being used. Anyway, listen, the reason why we call it a holding pen is because, you know, that's where we keep the prisoners until they're processed. After processing, you know, the prisoners are reassigned to regular jail cells. And the only ones that get released until their trials are those that the lawyer posts a bail. You understand what I'm saying? So, Mr. Rubinstein, you know, you look like a nice fella, you know. I don't know what you're doing here, but whatever, you know. I hope your lawyer will be able to bail you out, you know. In the meanwhile, you know, listen to my advice, you know. And stay away from the others, you know. Some of them, you know, they're real hardened criminals, you know. You know, the desk sergeant said that you could keep your book of psalms, you know. If I were you, I'd use it.
I hear. Thank you for your advice. And for letting me keep, as we Jews call it, my Tehillim. I can't believe this place. So many different types of people are in here. Looking at some of them gives me the creeps. I better start saying Tehillim right now. Uh-oh. What's that big guy in the corner doing? He's walking towards me. I hope he's harmless.
Yo, brother, my name is John. What's your name?
Mendy.
What kind of name is Mendy?
It's pronounced Mendy.
Cool. So tell me, man, what you do to get in here?
Nothing. I was put in here by mistake.
Didn't do nothing, huh? Everybody is in here because we didn't do anything. We all got arrested for doing nothing, right?
I'm serious. I was arrested by mistake.
Oh, really? What a coincidence. I was also arrested by mistake. When they arrested me, your little old friend, that gentle 6'6" giant, they made a mistake too. When I was arrested, they said I put four, get that? I put four people in the hospital. Man, was that ever a mistake? Do you know why, Mr. Schmandy?
No, why?
Because I really put five people in the hospital. Okay, Candy, I told you why they arrested me. Now, are you gonna tell me why you were arrested by mistake?
The police think that I'm the one who stole a few things from the place where I work.
I see. So, tell me, what did you steal, Dandy? Was it an extra two pickles in a restaurant? I gotta admit, Mendy Bendy, you don't have the look of a thief. So tell me, what did you steal? A lollipop from a little kid?
Oh, nothing like that. They think that I stole, you know, 4,753,657 worth of jewelry. That's all.
Whoa, cool. I'm amazed. You stole all that, Sandy? Wow, you're okay, man. Anyone who can pull off a job like that, they can be my friend, that's for sure.
But the thing is, I didn't do it. I'm innocent, I tell you.
Of course you are, Salamandy. Try telling it to the judge. Maybe he'll believe you. it was nice talking to you. Don't forget, if you need anything, I'll be right back here in that little corner. You just call me if you need me. Nice to meet you.
Thanks. I'll call you when I need you.
All of a sudden, another strange-looking fellow came over to Mendy.
Whoa! Hello there!
who are you?
Me! I'm Coco La Loco! Some people around here think I'm crazy! What do you think?
No comments.
You know something? I don't like you.
That's okay. I don't like you either.
Maybe I should teach you a lesson so you should learn to respect me.
Oy, Rabbeinu Shalom, please save me from this Meshugoyim here.
Hey, Loco Coco man. Hey, Lala Coco. Hey, you leave my friend alone, or I'll make you the sixth guy that I put inside the hospital.
Okay, everybody stand back. Not you, Mr. Rubenstein. You stay up front. You see, your lawyer, Mr. Elephant, you know, he just paid your bail money, you know? So you're free until your trial begins, so you can come out now.
With pleasure. Thank you, Hashem.
Hey! My friend, feel free to visit, Mendy.
Hey, John, you finally got my name right.
The next time you get yourself locked up here, let me know first. Because then, this way, I could bake you a cake to welcome you.
Did I get here quick enough, Mendy?
You sure did. Now, Mr. Elephant, let's get out of here now.